Ah, this could be it, man. Finally.
Finally!
Finally. I'm just like you. The never-ending back and forth when it comes to lawsuits suing the government because of their constant infringements on the Second Amendment. It pisses me off, too. And we've been waiting for an assault weapon ban case and magazine ban case to make it to the Supreme Court. Well, here we are. Before I get into this, because this could be the one, this probably is the one, as long as people who have said things follow through on what they've said, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, that's Brownells. If you're following along on this case and what it bans, these items, you could buy those at Brownells. If you love this channel, they'll probably have something for you. If you use code GNG10 as well, you can save there. Brownells, solid Americans in Iowa doing great things, supporting the Second Amendment. Let's jump into this case. This used to be the Bianchi v. Brown case. It's now known, as of yesterday, as Snope v. Brown, and it's challenging Maryland's assault weapon and magazine ban. They banned rifles, semi-automatic rifles. Now, it was brought by individuals Dominic Bianchi, David Snope, Micah Schaefer, Field Traders LLC, Firearms Policy Coalition, Second Amendment Foundation, and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And yesterday, a writ of certiorari was submitted. And that's what you need for the Supreme Court to determine to see if they're going to take something up. We're finally at the point where the Supreme Court has stated they prefer cases to be final judgment on the merits of the case. And with Justices Alito and Thomas talking retirement, we need them to take this case up right now. Now, this is a multi-year, multi-level lawsuit that's gone up and down multiple times throughout the Fourth Circuit. The Fourth Circuit, back in December of 2020, had a hearing, a three-judge panel, this is the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, because the Supreme Court kicked the case back down. It was at the Supreme Court, and when they heard the Bruin case in June of 2020, where they actually gave us the decision, they took this case, they granted certiorari, say we're taking the case up. They vacated the Fourth Circuit's decision, saying, and they remanded it back down to the Fourth to be heard and re-decided in light of the Bruin decision, text, history, and tradition. Well, what did the Fourth Circuit do? They sat on this case for 13 months. We later learned that was because the Fourth Circuit en banc panel was basically preventing the three-judge panel from issuing any positive decision on Second Amendment cases. So the en banc panel took the case from the three-judge panel, and they held their own hearings on the case. The Fourth Circuit en banc panel ruled 10-5 that assault weapons fall outside the ambit of protection offered by the Second Amendment because they're military style and not suitable for self-defense. If some of these groups of people that are going around and, like, group attacking people and mobbing people and robbing people, yeah, I'm using an AR-15. It's very suitable for self-defense. Ask Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, this case was previously GVR'd, like I said, and it's now at the final judgment on the merits. What does that mean? The Fourth Circuit en banc panels rendered a decision. There's nowhere else to go but the Supreme Court. And because the Supreme Court has already sent this case back down to the Fourth and told them to follow Bruin, and they didn't, there's no excuses for them not granting cert. The Second Amendment states, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, the Fourth Circuit had the balls to say this about that statement, the Second Amendment. They said, quote, this single sentence provides us with a lofty command, but little concrete guidance, end quote. You bunch of pansy asses. They also said, quote, for these reasons, we decline to wield the Constitution to declare that military-style armaments, which have become primary instruments of mass killing and terrorist attacks in the United States, are beyond the reach of our nation's democratic processes, end quote. What a bunch of idiots. It's obvious what they're doing. They're just delaying as long as they can. They're running right down the road called agenda, and they're doing the anti-gunners' bidding. So it's off to the Supreme Court again, where I truly expect the smackdown that we are waiting for. Why? Because, like I said, SCOTUS has already GVR'd this case, and the Fourth Circuit just flipped the bird, not only to the Supreme Court and their Bruin decision, but to the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, liberty, and us, we the people. Now, I will say thank you to the Fourth Circuit for not doing what we all expected them to do. We expected them to withhold this ruling, stall for time, until, in their minds, maybe Kamala Harris wins the presidency. This was actually, they were doing this while Joe Biden was president. But maybe we get another 4 years under them, and then we can let this come out, and hopefully by then, the Supreme Court makeup has changed. Well, in hindsight, they moved this case along faster than waiting for that three-judge panel to run through their process. And they wanted to do the en banc hearing anyway. So thank you to the Fourth Circuit, you bunch of liberal ass clowns. It's off to the Supreme Court for the ass whooping that you deserve. Guys and gals, if you like this, if you are like me and you're hoping this is the case, God willing, then like the video and subscribe to the channel down below. I'll keep you in the loop with this case and what's going on. Thank you to Second Amendment Foundation. Thank you to Firearms Policy Coalition. Thank you to the Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and thank you to the individuals who put their names and their asses on the line suing the government, because we all know this is unconstitutional, this is illegal, this is nothing close to what the founders intended, and it's not acceptable in America. Later.